Honored to get to speak to the brethren about the word, but to some brethren I don't get to see very often. So a couple months ago, Paul had asked me if I would be willing to speak here on a Sunday morning. Of course, I agreed to it. And probably a couple weeks later, we finally set a date, and I had asked him, you know, is there, you know, any particular topic that, you know, he would want me to speak on? And well, we had talked about, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. Well, it's amazing how the Spirit works in our lives, because that's not what I'm going to talk about this morning. A couple months ago, well, probably a week or so after we had talked about that, I was driving from North Kansas City to Rayville, about a 45-minute drive, going out there to install a propane system. And I'm one of those kind of people that if I ride in a car by myself, more than likely the radio is not on. Drives Kara absolutely nuts. But I can drive for 2-3 hours and just be very content, just sitting there thinking and no noise. But on the way back from there, something hit me out of the blue. And it's a topic that's kind of hit home for some here the last month or so. And it's a topic of one day I will not be here anymore. One day I will pass on from this life to the next, whether I like it or not. My earthly body and possessions will remain here while I go on. And hopefully I go on to the place that God has prepared for me if I am found faithful. There will be no second chances. There will be no second chances to fix things. There will be no chance to make amends with a brother. And there will be no more chances to tell someone who's lost about the love of our Lord. This morning I want to cover three different topics. Number one, is your soul ready? Number two, what terms are you with your brother? And number three, God has all the answers. Number one, is your soul ready? Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, every one of you whom the Lord our God calls to himself. One thing we know we can depend on from the Lord is he will keep his promise. The Lord has instructed that we repent and be baptized. This is crucial in our salvation. Mark 16:16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. The Lord has given us a perfect set of instructions. The Lord has made it clear as day as to what we are to do in order to be saved. There are no gray areas when it comes to this. But not only is it important as it is to get saved, it's extremely important to stay saved. In John chapter 10, starting in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. That is an amazing promise. The Lord speaking here is saying, no one can snatch you out of his hand. Nobody or no power can separate you from the love of God. But you can sure walk away from it. Romans 8, starting in verse 38. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything other thing or creation will be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from these things, says the Lord, and touch no unclean things that I will welcome you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Almighty Lord. People will fall away from grace, as many of us have fallen away from God's grace at one point in our Christian walk. But God has given us the wonderful gift that His Son's blood continually flows daily for our sins. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And I find this to be incredibly true in my life, in my spiritual life, that when my prayer life suffers, my spiritual life suffers with it. What amazing avenue it is to go directly to our Father and talk to Him and ask things of Him and thank Him for things that He has given us, because we are so blessed. Is your soul ready? Number two, what terms are you with your brother? This out of probably the rest of my lesson is probably the part that struck me the most. As part of it, I was driving along there and I envisioned myself at the end of my life. You know, had my life ended that day, at what terms would I have been with my brothers and sisters in Christ? I don't know how it is for everyone in this room, but the closest people to me outside of my family are my brothers and sisters in Christ. They lift me up, as I hope I lift them up. And they encourage me, as I hope I encourage them. I lean on them, and I rely on them daily. This relationship is so important in our Christian lives. God speaks about this at length in the Scriptures, about our brethren. And you know, at some point, you know, with any relationship, you and your brother will probably have a disagreement. I've seen disagreements handled extremely well, where God was glorified. And I have seen disagreements get to the point where it is absolutely uncalled for. Yelling, name-calling, putting each other down have no place in our personal life, and they especially have no place inside the church, period. And you know, 90% of the time, it didn't even have anything to do with anything Bible-related. And all of them, all issues there that they had a little too much pride in them. I began to think, you know, have I trespassed against my brother? Have I said something to a brother that I should not have? Have I put a brother down when I should have lifted him up? 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. John chapter 15, starting in verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. So then, as we have an opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are the household of faith. 1 John 3, starting verse 11. For this is the message that I have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because of his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because the love the brothers. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, and he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whatever our heart commands us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what he pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of Jesus, in the name of his Son, Christ Jesus, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandment abides in God and God in him. And this we know, that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. The Lord has expected us to love our brother. If today you have unmended fences with your brother, fix them. Because as many here in this congregation have experienced lately, we're not promised a tomorrow. How would you like to feel if a brother has sinned against you and the next day he was gone? Or if you have sinned against a brother and the next day they were gone? There will be no second chances to make up for it. Let us not have our own selfish pride get in the way of that. Because there has been many a time that the Lord should have just flat out yelled at me for the things that I have done against him. But you know what? He did no such thing. And especially did no such thing when he died on the cross for my mistakes. God has given us this amazing support system called our brothers and sisters. Let us encourage them. Let us always build each other up and love each other the way God would have us to love each other. Say a word of encouragement to a brother today. Build them up, because it might do you a little good too. Number 3. God truly does have all the answers. He has the Bible, and we are so incredibly blessed in this nation to worship freely. You know, sitting here in front of me, I have access to multiple translations. I have multiple Bibles sitting on a shelf at home that unfortunately probably don't get picked up near as much as they should be. But there are brethren and people in this world that would love to have just the slightest access to the Word of God and aren't able to get it. We have to be the most blessed country in this world. That means we are probably the most blessed Christians in this world as well. But it is so often that so many distractions we have in this great country keep us maybe a little bit from serving God as fervently as some of these other people do. You know, here just recently I had a conversation with Brother Wade Stanley, who most of you know has just got back from a trip to the Philippines. And after his first trip over there, he said it was the most life-changing thing that has ever happened to him. He didn't realize how truly good we had it. God desires that all people come to repentance and that all people will be with Him in that last day. But He knows that is not going to be the way it is. Few there will be that find it. Let us continue to love one another. Let us to continue to serve God to the best of our abilities, because we do not know when our clock will strike zero. This morning, if there are those who have not become believers, who have not obeyed the gospel, this is a perfect opportunity to do that, because we are not promised another tomorrow. We are not promised another 5 minutes. All we have is the time that we have right now. If you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, this is also a great time to fix that. If today you have not mended that fence with your brother or sister in Christ, do that. If you have not said an encouraging word to your brother and sister, do that. Tell them you love them. Show them the affection that God would have us to show towards one another. If for any other reason that keeps you from the love of God, please make that known this morning as we stand and as we sing the invitation song.